All right. Welcome, everybody, to Tabletop Stop. This is your DM, Brayden.
Ah, sorry.
Why are you looking at me? This is Flint, played by Sarah. Wait, yes. Sarah, who plays Flint.
Oh, that works.
I'm Cammy. I play Zero.
Zach playing Case.
And I'm Maddie, and I play Jenna.
Wonderful. Well, glad to have you guys back again. The four of you... Sarah forgot she was in the podcast for a second.
I forgot I was in the podcast for a moment, guys.
We just invited her to come and drink Sprite with us as we play D&D. The four of you are standing at the top of the staircase in the warehouse where we last found ourselves, and you see... as you go down, there aren't any lights, but you, as in, like, on the sides of the wall, illuminating, like, as are illuminating the warehouse, but there is a blue light kind of seeping, in through the direction that you see the stairs leading. What do you do?
I head down the stairs. Flint charges in, ready to go.
Cool. And so...
I can see where I'm going. I do have dark vision.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you do. You can see where you're going. And barbarians, I was thinking about this today. You can't hold on to your age because...
No, if I don't attack, then I get two a day, so I've expended one.
Cool.
And we're still bonded for... Until the end of the hour.
Tight.
I ask this, like, every time, but bond means I add a d4. Or no, I get advantage?
You add a d4 to everything except for damage
add
rolls,
a d4 to everything,
much, and death saves.
I'm going to probably ask that for the entire
remind you this. Okay.
Flint's going down the stairs. What are the rest of us doing?
I'm following Flint.
Yeah, I'll follow too.
Case sort of just limps down the stairs.
Oh my gosh, with your 3 hit points.
I feel bad for not healing you.
Oh, absolutely. their hoodie is like burned off at the corner. The
1,000 yards.
Yeah, like 1,000 yard stare. Whole thing. They go to pick up their dagger just like shamelessly because they missed the slime at like the first turn. And as Case, like, leans down, his arm just, like, falls off, sort of, and he has to, like, put it back.
Oh, no!
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Poor baby.
Gosh. Case is not in the best of situations right now. I think you still have your -1 to AC, so keep that in mind, from the slime acid.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, none of you really got hit. I was listening back through, and I was like...
The damage.
Slime guy just really hated me.
That was really rough.
Also, I rolled really
poorly. I tried to be a good cleric, and I did. I gave Jenna more AC.
You did.
But then Case got absolutely wrecked.
The four of you walk down the stairs, and you walk into what looks to be kind of like a break room. You've got like a little kitchenette towards the side, and there's some tables, there's a refrigerator. And then you see on the far wall, there are windows that the blue light is seeping through, and there's also a set of double doors with windows too that the blue light is seeping through.
Okay. Can I make a perception check to see if I can see Percy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it dark down here?
Ooh.
It's decently dark, but light enough that you can see the, you know.
That's an 18.
18.
On perception.
You don't notice anything. The last time you saw Percy was slipping down into a drain, and you have no idea where that leads, but you don't see him at all.
Let's go through these double doors, guys. Let's go in.
Can we see through them at all? That's like, is there like a window on them and everything?
Yeah, there's a big enough window that you could look in through.
Okay, but I mean, can we see anything really, or is it just light?
You look in through the windows, and you see kind of what looks to be a control panel of sorts. You can't make out a ton of detail.
Nope.
But you look into another room, and there are some chairs, and then a control panel in front of a glass divider.
Mm. Oh my gosh, you know what I forgot about? Short rests. So he can get hit points.
Like, are you saying
we don't have to do that
one?
Right now, but I just forgot that we could do that.
Oh.
That is an option.
Yeah, so like Cammy just said, in D&D there, you have the concept of short and long rests. Long rests are kind of the end-all be-all. You get back all of your hit points, you get back all of your spell slots and any abilities that you can only use once per day. But you also have the opportunity to take short rests, which are usually about half an hour to an hour long in-game, and you have a couple of things you can do to regenerate maybe a little bit of hit points, if not all, and some of your other abilities if you have them. So they're neat if you have the time for them and if you remember to do them, Cammy.
Yeah, enough. Yeah, I'm not saying we have to do one right now. I just forgot that we could even do that.
I'm glad you remembered.
Anyway, I guess we're going through double doors.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to do.
Flint just, like, confidently strides through the double doors.
I'm afraid.
Oh, gosh.
You...
Can you heal him at all? Do you have any spells?
I have one spell slot!
Oh, hun.
I won!
Oh, no. Maybe we should take... Wait, maybe we I should take a short rest. I don't get my spell slots
back. He just gets hit points.
I know. How long? That's what I mean.
How long is a short rest?
I would say half an hour to an hour.
Okay.
Is that safe to do in here?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
We'll try.
And then would you get spell slots back, Cammy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't get spell slots back until I take a long rest. But he will get hit points.
I have 3 currently, yes.
And you'll get your key points, too. Did you spend any?
Yeah, I spent 1.
Yes. The fun thing about monks is that they get all of their key points back after a short rest.
So
Flint is about to knock down the double doors and then looks back and notices it how bad Case looks. And is like, oh, dude, why didn't you say anything? Bruh.
I did say something.
Oh, shoot.
They did say something.
I'm so sorry, dude. Do we want to just sit here for a bit?
We can.
I would very much like to.
Fair enough.
We should just take a bit and let Case get a hold of himself, right, guys? Maybe get that arm fixed, dude?
Sure.
Yeah.
Case just kind of collapses to the floor.
Oh, gosh. I can do bending for aesthetic purposes. That will not give you hit points, but I can.
But you can bend my head. Sorry, you can bend my hoodie.
Yeah, I can do that. I do.
That'll be fine.
I will do that.
Buying new hoodies is a pain.
That's really nice of you, Zero. What are the 4 of you doing to do your short rest? Or during your short rest, I should say.
Flint is going to just kind of, like, keep an eye on those double doors. And ready an action if something comes through them to immediately attack it. If that's okay.
I say yeah. I say that's okay. I think you can short rest and still pay attention.
Okay, because, I'm just paying attention.
I can do that for the opposite direction from where we came from.
Case can definitely short rest and pay attention because that's just how Warforged work.
Actually, fair, yeah. I feel like it's more, as long as you aren't doing any sort of strenuous activity,
then
you can definitely short rest. But so yeah.
Yeah, and even if it wasn't, I have full hit points, so I don't need a short rest. Exactly. I could just
be on alert. I don't think any of us benefit at all from a short rest at this point, unless we're
just a little triangle circle around Case and be just like, just try it. You just rest, buddy. You got this. Child. Don't come near them.
Have any of you lost hit points other than Case?
No.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Case is just really unlucky.
I don't like the slime guy.
Because my AC is high enough that they never hit me. Same.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you guys want to do in the room while you are taking a short rest?
Can I take a look around?
Yeah. What is in the room?
So, like I said, you kind of see, it's like a break room. You've got like maybe 2 tables, some chairs, and there's like a little kitchenette and a fridge and cabinets all around.
I'm gonna look in the fridge.
Okay, yeah. Make an investigation check.
Okay. Probably doesn't matter. It's gonna be a 3.
There's just, honestly, this fridge is surprisingly well stocked. There's like a lot of soft drinks and some like vitamin water. But you don't seem to notice anything.
Nice. I grab one of the soft drinks and pop it open.
Pop it back.
I want to look through the cabinets.
The cabinets? Yeah. Make an investigation check.
Watch, the soft drinks are actually poisoned.
7.
Again, you just see just like a bunch of like random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's like some hot chocolate mix, some coffee grounds, all sorts of things like that. You don't find anything of import.
Okay. Does anybody want food?
Yes.
Do you eat food?
I eat food.
Okay.
What's enough?
Just like
I just eat snacks.
So, Case, if you would like to, after it kind of resting up and eating, if you would like to roll your hit dice, you may.
What? Okay.
So, D8.
D8.
D8. So, you have two. You can roll up to two at second level.
Thank you.
Plus your constitution?
Plus two, so that's six.
Yeah.
Plus constitution.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tight.
So then,
yeah. And then you can roll one more time if you'd like. Oh, you have two hit dice at second level.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm back up.
Heck yeah, that's good.
That's very nice.
The benefit of a short rest in D&D.
Who knew? Short rests actually exist.
So the four of you kind of just sit around a table together and you're just kind of making polite conversation and nomming on what you could find. Like there's probably some apples in the fridge that you're just kind of crunching on. It gets to about the end of about 45 minutes have passed and Case is finally feeling up to things again. You don't notice anything. Nothing happens.
You know, the smile on your face makes me so suspicious that we missed something important.
Why would you ever be suspicious of me, Sarah?
He's not rolling any dice. That's what's important.
Or am I?
I don't have an answer to that.
Alright guys, just stay behind me. And how dare you roll dice?
I'm kidding, 100%. That was 100% a goof.
You're bullying me, dude.
You just torment us.
It's not the point, but okay.
Well, sure, okay. Brayden.
That's the entire point of D&D.
Yes. Alright guys, just like, you know, stay behind me and I'll just, you know, shield. Especially you, dude. Got this.
Thank you, Flint.
And then I kick open the doors dramatically and stand like a superhero.
You kick open the doors and
power posing.
They have the kind of thing where they fly open and then they kind of do the thing where they automatically start like coming back, but not like hard. It's like very slowly, you know, to avoid like it has that weird little
hit the wall and then come back.
No.
Which would be on
yeah,
the
it has
edge,
like the
but...
the box.
Yeah. Anyway.
The four of you walk into this room, and just like Jenna described to you what she saw, you see what almost looks like it's kind of like a recording studio or like an observation room. Again, you've got these two chairs in front of a control panel, and then a big glass divider between this room and another one directly in front of it. And inside of that divider, you just see this glass cylinder, and inside is just this incredibly bright blue light. And from out of the cylinder, you see weird just like tubes leading all sorts of different places, and you see the blue light coming out of them and going into different directions.
Can I make, I guess, like an arcana check or something to try to see if I know... First of all, I suppose it seems very magical, but like maybe what that is, or like maybe the type of magic that it is.
Yeah, roll. Make an arcana check.
Okay. Ooh. 16.
This definitely looks like some sort of machine that is used to extract and then. Extrapolate and distribute magical energy. Mm. You would at least be familiar with the type of machine. Mm-hmm. In this kind of modern day and age, what's incredibly prevalent is like technomancy, where people have managed to blend magic and technology in a symbiotic relationship that kind of works out and is interesting and different from the sum of its parts. But that's what you gain. That's what you gain from just like looking at it.
I guess I want to maybe look at, like, the control panel, or, like, I want to try to see maybe what they're using it for. Cool. Like, I want to, like, poke around and stuff.
Make an investigation check.
Also, is there a door leading to the...
Yeah, Flint, on the left side of the room, you notice that there is almost an empty door frame, and above it you kind of see, it's almost like something that could slide down, like a blast door, but it is currently open.
I'm gonna...
What did you roll again? Oh, you didn't roll. You straight up told me. Okay.
I rolled a 7.
You rolled a 7. Okay.
Which is not good.
I asked.
Flint is going to... Oh, sorry, you should... Oh, you rolled 7.
Yeah, for trying to figure out what this thing is for, specifically. Like, what they're doing with it.
Yeah, Flint is going to kind of gesture Jenna over.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you want to check out the inside with me?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's go do that.
Cool. And then I guess we can just kind of peer into the doorway and get a closer look at this thing. Maybe walk up to the cylinder.
Make a perception check.
Both of us?
Yes, both of you. Or who is walking through the doorway first?
I probably
am.
Can I roll an advantage if she's helping me?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, is it still been an hour? Because you would get a d4 as well.
Oh, that's
if
true.
It's not with, if it's within the hour.
It's been more than an hour.
I think you're right. Yeah. Never mind. So
it's... Ever since what?
Since I bonded 6 for the fight.
16 for the first one. Yeah, we're going to take that 16.
So as you are about to cross between the threshold, Jenna, you notice, as Flint is about to... swing his foot through, you notice a wire.
Wait, stop. Do you see that right there?
Oh, shoot, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, dude. Thanks. That's wild.
Oh, that's...
Whew.
That makes me nervous for everything else in here.
Dude, you're a lifesaver.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's stand very far away and throw a rock at it to see what happens.
Well, what happens might be that we die. So how about we don't do that?
Maybe not this time.
Okay, going back to your investigation check, you're not able to kind of parse out a lot of the code that is used on the different switches. There's a lot of like numbers and letters that don't necessarily make sense to you. Mm-hmm. Just the biggest thing you notice is there are a couple of monitors, and there's a main monitor in the center of the console. And you see three, it's almost like a bar graph. And you see a bar that is empty completely, and then two bars that are about 3/4 full. That's all you really make out of anything.
Cool.
Hey, Case, do you understand any of this?
Do I? Can I roll?
Yeah, make an investigation check.
Yeah, it's just a 10.
10. You notice that flashing in binary on the screen, you see a code that would translate essentially into percent completion above each of these bars.
Right.
Well, I have no idea what this thing is doing, but it might be bad. I don't know why they want to extract magical energy, but if they took Bliss's soul weapon... I don't like the implications of that.
She was able to get her soul weapon back, if that wasn't clear. Okay.
But yeah. I don't know why they did take that for a reason, so I don't necessarily know what they wanted to do with it, but I don't like it.
I mean, are they, like, storing it somehow? Like, up for something else?
Yeah, it seems like it's either...
It's like a battery.
It's storing something, or it's like loading something almost.
Can I look around? This is gonna sound really stupid. Do I see anything that obviously looks like maybe like a plug or like a off switch or something to cut it off?
Make another investigation like check for me.
Okay. Ooh, a 15?
With a 15, you kind of look around and you get the sense that this machine isn't plugged into anything. There is power running out of it. It is the source of something. And you follow the kind of the blue. It comes out in like short blue bursts into these three pipes that come out of this main segment in the capsule. And they lead to three chambers on the wall. And you see in a big... blue letters, which is kind of actually looks black in the big blue lighting. Mm-hmm. And you see 1, 2, and 3. And you notice that the chamber, the first chamber is empty, and in the other two you see guns like the one that Quetzalcoatl has shown you.
They have 2 of 3. Guys, look, the numbered 1, 2, 3, they got two of the, right? That was a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Okay, we should take those, I think. But I'm concerned that if we take them, there's a trap. Or something bad will happen.
I couldn't imagine that they're not.
Yeah, I assume that as soon as I touch them, there will be an alarm of some
kind. Listen, this is the bad warehouse. I think it's safe to assume that everything here is bad.
Well, we should take... We do need to take them.
We need to take them.
I might be able to maybe, like, break the cylinder. If y'all get out, I have this. I pull out a javelin.
Okay.
And I'm like, if y'all want to get out, go behind the doors.
Wait, back up.
I can just try and hit it real hard, maybe just stop it from collecting. That would work, right?
I would like to take a moment to remind all of my fellow coworkers that I have one spell slot. And I cannot heal you more than once. So if you want to make the entire room explode, that's your prerogative.
Wait, hang on, was this a tripwire or something different?
No, I was going to throw my javelin at the big cylinder right in the middle.
I think that's a pretty bad idea.
Listen, like, I did just suggest a minute ago to throw rocks at the tripwire, but this is a terrible, terrible idea.
Maybe don't throw things at the battery that we don't understand how it works. And yet.
But it's probably power and traps, right?
Maybe? The wire doesn't... I don't know if that's, like a less technological trap.
Can I, like, investigate the wire? Is that something that I can do?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay, what do I roll for that?
Oh, the wire that you saw in the doorframe?
Like, see if it's connected to anything?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you can.
Is this one?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Make an arcana check for me. Add your...
What is that?
So, I think it's under intelligence, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, it's intelligence.
I just add it to it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that'll be 13?
13. You are familiar enough, you are pretty new at ranger spells, but you are pretty certain that this is synonymous with the spell alarm.
Oh.
Okay.
That would not be good to throw a rock set.
No.
No. So that, and there's something in there, too, that if we went in there, it would probably... is also protected.
Yeah. That might be important.
There's nothing that you've seen that would hint at that.
Oh, okay, but the spell
just
is there.
Besides, yeah.
Can I look at where, like, I guess whatever's storing the guns? Can I like see if there's any kind of like did it, they're like locked maybe, or like there's some kind of like? I assume they're not just like I can grab them.
So,
you said they were in like glass chambers, right?
So they're in kind of like. Divots almost in the wall, mm-hmm. and there is kind of like a plexiglass kind of thing, but you notice a handle on the side, almost where you could just like slide the thing out of the way.
Can I check for traps before I do this?
Yes, you can. Make an investigation check.
Okay. That's a 3.
You don't notice anything.
Okay. Well... I guess this is more or less what we came here for, so I'm just going to very slowly and carefully slide.
Wait, can I see?
Well, they're past the tripwire, aren't they?
Are they on the...
So you were able to step over, after Jenna showed it to you, you were able to step over and go into the room and find it.
I thought I was in the room.
The tripwire, was, just at the threshold. Sorry, I thought maybe you were talking about that. My bad.
Oh, no, you're good.
You were talking about the wires leading to...
I was talking about the tripwire.
Okay, yeah.
But I thought that we were not in the room.
No, when Flint went and looked at the machine and followed the wires, he was in the room. He was just able to step over it, because I should clarify that.
Oh, that's totally fine. I guess I can just very slowly and carefully do that, because I have no reason to suspect that there's a problem.
I'm gonna watch the battery.
Flint just kind of like stops you for a second and says, no offense, maybe I should do this in case it's trapped. Just, I think that I am a little heftier than you. No offense, but I mean like, I just, you're my coworker, you're my friend, I don't want you to get hurt super bad.
Okay.
So just...
Okay.
And Flint reaches out and starts to pull it open.
So you pull it open, and it's kind of secured in there pretty well, pretty tightly. But it's not incredibly hard to just kind of tap it out. But as you pull it out, just make a dexterity saving throw. The dexterity saving throw for me real quick.
Okay. Okay, is this something that I can see that's going to be coming at me?
Yes, actually.
I get advantage.
So what essentially happens is as you are pulling it out...
Oh, wait, do I? Yeah, no, I do.
I think it's second level you get that.
I have danger sense written down. I just wasn't sure if it was just for raging.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think you might have to be raging.
Okay, never mind.
Wait, let's double check.
Forget what I said. I wasn't sure. Yes, we that might be important. That's something I should have written down.
I mean, because
everything else.
If that's your ability and you have it, then you should be able to use it. But
how does guidance work? Can I guide for saves?
I think it's just ability scores. Resistance, I think, is ability scores. Okay. At second level, you gain an uncanny sense of when things nearby aren't as they should be, giving you an edge when you dodge away from danger. You have advantage on dexterity saving throws against effects that you can see, such as trap spells. To gain this benefit, you can't be blinded, deafened, or incapacitated. So it works.
Sweet, it works. Okay, it's not just when I'm raging. Okay, so I get advantage.
Yes, you do.
Good thing. That was a 6. That's much better. That's a 22.
That's a 22. So as you go to pull it off, just like when you go to unplug things sometimes, just this bolt of blue energy just kind of like arcs out of where you're pulling this contraption out of its hole in the divot in the wall, and it arcs, and you just kind of really fast just like pull your hand out of the way with the machine and close it shut, the little plexiglass shield, and you are unarmed.
Awesome. I hand that to
I put it in my backpack.
I hand that to Zero.
All right.
Are you good?
That was awesome. All right.
I'm concerned.
And I reach up to the other one.
Mm-hmm. One
and
more.
I pull it open, and I grab the thing.
Make another dexterity saving throw.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
With advantage, because of your danger sense.
Okay, it's a 10. Okay, it's going to be a 13.
And just, again, just as deftly, you reach in, and you know what's coming this time. You reach in, grab it, and then close the shield shut, and it just arcs harmlessly, like, back through the machine.
Awesome.
Through the other port, basically.
And I hand that to
Zero. I put that in my backpack as well.
Okay, we need to split.
Yeah. Do we want to, like, take pictures? Can we do our phones?
Yeah, you all have phones. Yeah. You have camera phones. That's, okay.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, let's take pictures of all of
this. Case this camera.
Yeah, let's document.
All right. Okay. So, yeah. Let's take pictures of the control panel and the magic tubes.
Cool.
Yep. That's fun. I like that a lot. That's one thing that I was thinking about the other day that D&D really benefits off of from not being set like in modern day, mm-hmm. because there are so many D&D situations where I could like, I can show you a picture and that would solve everything.
Yes.
But
I want to take, I'm specifically looking at like all the stuff on the binary or whatever that I don't understand. I'm going to email that to our professor friend.
I love that. I love that. Yes. Wonderful. Are you going to take the time to do that right now?
I'm going to email in the car.
Okay.
Let's cool. go. We got to go.
That was the serial numbers, right?
I actually do want to take a picture of the guns as well.
Oh, you're talking about the loading screen.
I'm also taking a picture of the loading screen.
Okay.
I'm going to send all three of those things, I guess, like the pictures to the professor when we're in the car.
Should we make this professor like sign something?
I was about to say, I bet the professor is the BBEG.
We need a
Professor Zaxby is the...
Yes. It kind of does sound like a BBEG name, like Austin Powers style.
We gotta make more or less. Zaxby sign an NDA.
Professor Evil.
I told them that they need to be discreet. So, I hope that's
true. That'll work for them.
Oh my gosh. So, the four of you managed to walk back out into the break room, up through the warehouse, with no problem. You walk out the door, and as you're walking towards the car, how far away do you think you parked the car from the warehouse?
About 60 feet?
We didn't want to be super obvious that we were pulling up, but also we didn't want to be too far away.
Probably 60 feet.
Something like that.
You get about 10 feet away from the warehouse, and all of a sudden, The sky begins to kind of gray a little bit.
Not the place again.
Just
no.
Just not to mention the place.
Just very slightly. Gosh, and
dang it!
You hear just like a crackle, and from behind you, and you see kind of arcs of blue energy like shoot out just past you, and you turn around and you see in front of you a pale man with a gloved hand.
Oh.
And he's like, you four again. Wow, you're really getting involved in things you shouldn't. And he kind of snaps his fingers and another gauntlet appears on his hand, on his other hand. Oh. And he kind of just makes this big swipe at your feet. And this, just more of that like crackling and the sky around you grows darker. And all of a sudden, you fall into a rift.
Oh, no.
Oh, darn.
I need each of you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Will the work here?
Can you see it?
Sure, why not?
Everyone
needs to make a dexterity saving
throw. Ooh, natural 20.
Natural 20.
So 22. 17 plus
20. 20. Holy shoot.
12.
12.
12.
So,
wow. Me and you are fine.
Jenna and so Case, bad. You just fall. You have no footing, you have nothing. But Zero and Flint, you manage just you to grab just reality. I mean, you don't understand what's going on, but you grab like a corner of the gravel, like almost as you're holding onto a cliff.
Can Flint, as he like grabs with one hand onto the gravel, like try and flail and grab like Jenna or Case?
I would say no. Okay. There is no time for you to grab it. And then,
that's valid.
Who has the soul weapons?
We all have one.
Oh, we all, wait.
No.
You have all of them.
Oh, the other ones? Oh, I thought you had the ones.
Sorry, I guess.
The ones we got trained to use last time? Or the
We have the soul weapons. I was talking about like the weapons we don't know jack about.
I have the guns.
Okay.
Yeah. I have the guns.
So I need, what are we going to do?
I'm going to try to climb out of the hole.
Both of you, he sees you hanging and he's like, that can't do. And he kind of moves his hands in like a tearing motion.
Oh, dang.
And I need each of you to make an acrobatics check.
Ooh, I can do acrobatics. Never mind, I got a 6.
That's a
15. Zero, you try and swing yourself up, but before you can, the rift widens and you lose your grip and you fall. And
welcome.
Flint, you manage to, just with your momentum kind of, and your serious strength kind of swing out, and you manage to just barely make it off on the edge. And he looks at you and he's like, I'm not sure if that was the smartest thing, love. And he, jumps into the rift and then it closes.
No! Wait! No, that was a mistake! Oh. That was a mistake! I shouldn't have done that! Oh no! Shoot!
That's okay, that's three of us.
Congratulations! You two have the cleric.
Well.
And Flint, you are left alone in a gravel, lot in front of a warehouse and you just hear the crickets.
You need to go.
Oh, no.
I just kind of sit there and like paw at the ground for a sec. And then like he's like holding back tears and he just like pulls his phone out and he calls do we have Quetzalcoatl's like secretary's number?
I would say yeah, you have did we come up with a name for her? I would say you haven't asked Bliss for her phone number, but you do have the corporate office number.
Okay. So Flint calls corporate office.
And we'll leave it there.
Okay.
Jenna, Case, and Zero, you find yourself falling through what seems to be space. You're covered by these just wonderfully bright and beautiful like nebula cloud. You can breathe, everything seems fine. But you fall for what seems to be a long time, and now you're just floating. What do you do?
Can we see each other?
Yes, the three of you can see each other.
I try to like grab onto both of them so that we can stay good together.
Jenna, all three of you make an acrobatics check with advantage.
Advantage. I love advantage. Yay!
Wait, what's with advantage? It's dex.
So you roll twice and you take the higher number.
18.
Okay. 18.
I told you I was good at acrobatics. It's just not.
That's a 23.
Awesome.
Mine's a 22.
Heck yeah. So as Jenna kind of reaches her arms out and the two of you reciprocate, you kind of catch each other. And then all of a sudden, the forces that are acting upon you seem to right themselves. And you are able to get kind of a bearing and you are standing upright. And it seems like there is something firm under your feet. As you can't see anything, but you are oriented and you are not just floating.
Mm-hmm. Is this black or can we see?
You see, you're like in the middle of like this just colorful, cloudy nebula.
It's like we're on Galaxy Print Leggings.
Yes.
2013.
Exactly.
I love that.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I'm just going to take a moment to look at you all in horror.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what to do.
You see, this is what happens when you stick your nose in places they don't belong. And that man's voice just echoes all around you.
I want to kill this guy.
Did you really think you could do anything to stop us?
Yeah, kind of.
If I didn't know better, I would say we're having a really bad acid trip. But I don't think that's true.
No, I think this is just our job now. We better be getting some amazing benefits.
Does she offer you psychedelics? Well, you can ask me that later if I've survived.
What do you do?
Can I just take out like one of my pistols and just shoot at something to see if it goes anywhere?
Make an attack roll.
I would like to activate my soul weapon.
Is it anything added to that? Or is it just a
Dexterity plus your proficiency bonus plus your archer fighting style now.
It's a 14 then? Cool.
You kind of just shoot off into the distance, and you hear it just go on for what seems like forever.
Oh, no. Well.
Who's in the middle? You in the middle?
Maybe we've linked arms by now. Oh, okay. Because the I did do what? That.
You kind of like.
We're just kind of holding on.
You linked hands in kind of like a weird like triangle formation, and you've kind of come down, and you're standing. You're upright.
Oh, yeah. We're not floating anymore. That's right.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my soul weapon because I don't know what else to do.
What is this soul weapon do?
Oh, yeah.
It's a plus one weapon.
So, Zero, you reach inside yourself for what you think is now there.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel something. And you draw the energy out of yourself and you begin to shape it. What does it look like?
Oh, I think that it looks like, a Warhammer.
Mm-hmm.
But like almost like I think it's a lot bigger than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think the top of it is bigger and the handle is longer.
I love that.
And I think it is like those like the metal that's like kind of like shifts different colors.
Uh-huh.
I think it looks like that.
Okay, I love that. Actually I'm gonna give you a point of inspiration for that because I really like that. So you have that, I think we said for a minute, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm gonna try to, I guess, I'm gonna whack the ground underneath us, maybe, because it's the only solid thing that I'm aware of.
Make an attack roll.
Okay. It's plus one?
Yes. Okay. Plus one.
To, like, my Warhammer stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 17.
You come down and you contact the ground hard. And the ground around you begins to fragment and shatter. And you notice that there is a hole, now, and you're looking down and it's from the beautiful colors around you and just the chromatic, you're met with a stark contrast and you just see like, just dull grays and off whites and browns as you look into what seems to be like, an office space?
Huh. Y'all want to go in
there? Let's go in there. Let's go in the hole.
I'm going to jump down last.
We're only still holding hands, right?
I need to go first. So that
like, are we still hang on?
I don't think no. Zero is anymore. No.
Oh, right.
I double-handed.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So I guess I can jump down first then.
Okay.
And just
yeah. I don't want you two to get stuck up here and then
yes.
by yourselves.
That's true.
So
fair enough.
Wait, I go into the hole.
So yeah, case also dead then.
The three of you jump down into this room and you just see from the top, you had a better vantage point. I mean, you just kind of saw like office space cubicles. But once you jump in, you were just kind of met by, you were in just like a long hallway and you see cubicles on all sides.
Well,
is there anyone there that we can talk to?
You hear noises. And you go in and you look and you see there are people working in these cubicles, yes.
Are there any logos, like something that can tell us, like, where this is?
Absolutely nothing discernible.
Is there a door?
Not one you can see.
I want to try to talk to someone and just...
That's a good idea.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not.
I'm concerned.
Jenna, you go up and you attempt to talk to a person. And they just pay you no mind. They pay you no attention whatsoever.
Oh, creepy.
Okay. So I just am trying to be like, hi. And they just ignore me, like, completely.
You just hear just, like, them tip-tapping on their computer. Just working away.
Can I, like, tap them on the shoulder?
Yeah.
Okay, I do that.
Absolutely nothing happens.
No!
What are they writing on the screens?
You can't make it out. It's in a language that is completely foreign to you.
Do they look... like they're human,
yes.
Or do okay.
I would like to take pictures of this.
Okay.
Because I don't know what's going on and it's concerning to me. Oh no. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
That's okay.
It's okay, Vryn says as he sifts through his bag of
Wait,
dice.
Wait, can I ask another question?
Uh huh.
So if we look up, can we still see the hole or is it gone?
I'd say the hole has resealed itself. It's gone.
Okay. Lovely.
What if we just break the ground again?
Wait, well, we could. I don't know if that's helpful, because maybe we need to go up instead of down. But also, I don't know how to go up. You all die.
You go to take a picture on your phone, and you keep pressing the button, but you go back to make sure they take, and they kind of, like, are just weird and pixely, and they don't seem to turn out right.
Hmm. Okay. I put my phone away. Obviously, this is extremely disorienting and confusing and scary. How are y'all doing?
It's better than the nebula.
Is it?
I mean, at least we see... At least it's more grounded.
Okay.
I don't even know. Like, I think... Now, I'm just going to start just, like, booking it down. Not, like, running, but just walking real, like, briskly down the hallway.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and follow.
I'm kind of freaking out a little bit.
You continue to walk. And for what seems like such a long time, you just walk through an endless hallway of corridors until you finally come to an opening. And you kind of see just, like, the typical office. There's a water cooler. With the little cone cups.
Mm-hmm. And short rest.
And then a door in.
Can I just say, this is actually my worst nightmare.
I'm like
personally,
like, yeah.
Sarah, this is my worst nightmare.
I didn't mean for this to be scary.
No, I just, like, oh my gosh, a mundane gray life in a cubicle, like,
It kind of has infinite IKEA energy.
It's funny because
yeah,
I feel like
infinite IKEA at least has something.
At least has
just,
like,
it.
Yeah,
it's not IKEA
stuff.
I feel like the most
gosh,
colorful thing in here
terrifying.
Is now my soul weapon.
It's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. And, It feels like it's been longer than a minute,
mm-hmm.
But your soul weapon is still out.
Should I start smacking stuff?
Get one of the guys.
People? I should hit a person? You want me to hit a person?
They're not real people.
I don't know that that's...
I mean...
They're not like, or like, we're not really here.
I...
Or maybe we are. Let's smash one of their computers and see if they react.
I don't feel comfortable hitting the people.
Though. Yet.
Okay. I don't feel comfortable hitting
Okay,
people.
I'm, like, Maddie is freaking out, but Jenna's also kind of starting to panic. The same, you know, just like, this is really weird. I'm going to try to do what Zero did and try to summon my soul weapon.
Cool. So again, you reach inside yourself and you draw that your soul weapon out and you shape it. And what does it look like, Maddie?
Okay, so we talked about this, but I wanted it to be like a shotgun, like just maybe like a bigger than what a shotgun would be, just a little bit, but I can still handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like kind of like an opaque white kind of color, but there's like lights going, like colorful lights, kind of like not like, like pulsing through it, kind mm-hmm. of. Like there's power in it.
I love that. I like that a lot. So, yeah, take an inspiration point for that.
Okay, cool. So I have it now, and things are still not making any sense, though. I'm going to shoot the ceiling.
You're going to shoot the ceiling.
Yeah.
That's good.
Make an attack roll.
Okay. Does anything add with an attack roll?
So you get a plus one because of your soul weapon. You get mm-hmm. your, so plus your dexterity,
mm-hmm.
plus your proficiency bonus, and then plus your fighting style because of archery. Plus two, plus two proficiency bonus, plus your dexterity, which is...
plus 9, plus 9, 18.
Yeah. So you shoot off and it the shell kind of just makes this just loud shotgun noise that kind of puts you two on edge for a second. It like makes you jump a little bit, Case and Zero. But as the... just the blast of the pellets or energy or just or whatever comes out of your shotgun
mm-hmm.
Hits the roof, there's this kind of like sound, and you hear the man's voice again coming, I'm not going to let you get away with that again. Try something else. You know, maybe exit in a normal fashion, like through a door.
I guess we never tried this to guy open the is door.
So smug. I'm a yeah, this freaking guy kill him. Is
bothering me. So I guess I go and try to open the door.
Can I hang on before we leave? Can I see, can I like try and get something out of the water thing?
Yeah,
just mm-hmm. to see if it's like actually water.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Is it?
Yeah, you just it's just a normal water just cup.
Water. Weird.
So he did tell us we should leave, like, through a door, but I also... He's the one... I don't trust him at all.
I'm gonna smash a computer so bad.
Smash the computer, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna smash a computer.
So you go in, and as you go to, like, harm this computer, your fist just kind of, like... It feels like you're hitting, like, some weird, like, rubber substance, and it just, like, bounces off.
Rebounds. Interesting. So we can interact with the world, but it's not, like...
It's not
like
real.
Not completely. Oh wait, no, it's definitely not real.
So, mm-hmm. I don't know if continuing to smash through different layers of this is the best idea, but I also don't want to listen to what the guy just said.
I don't like the door.
Just actively stays in place, just well, to be in.
Is there a ventilation shaft?
You see nothing.
I guess just go through the door.
Is there? There is a door.
Mm-hmm. Right next to the water cooler.
I'll go in first.
Okay, I guess we'll open the door.
Case, you open the door and you cross the threshold, and it's like one of those weird situations where you are in a building and then you walk through the door and all of a sudden there is no more building. And you find yourself it's a bright, cloudy day. You're looking out on a city, but something's not quite right. And it's almost like you are now standing, you're standing on this weird, large, metal construction, and you are parallel to it, or perpendicular. So you're perpendicular to it, almost like you're walking up the face of it, and you see a city around you.
Interesting. But I mean, we're in like the dimension thing again, yeah. Whatever it's called.
Can I make any sort of check to see if I remember, or not maybe remember from last time, but if this has any kind of, like, if maybe I've studied something about this, or, like, we've been in, like, weird pockets of space before,
mm-hmm.
so if this has any kind of, maybe, rules to it, or if I remember what Bliss did to get rid of it.
Make Make an investigation check and then an arcana check.
Okay, I'll do investigation first. 6. And arcana is 17.
So, you look out on this city and you notice that it's not as advanced as you would typically see for a city of this size. You know of, like, people building giant metal towers in places or monuments, but it's so foreign to you and what you think. And Jenna, Case, and Zero, none of you know what this is or have ever been here or heard of it. But all of us would recognize this as Paris, France, and you're standing on the side of the Eiffel Tower.
Wow.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very fun.
So,
like, that's we're just, up on it?
Wait,
or on the
you're
ground?
Like, you are walking up the side of it. Like, you are perpendicular, defying gravity walking on the side.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. I vibe it. Okay,
can we try to get not, can we, like, try to get on the ground? Like, walk towards the base of it, I guess?
You can try.
Okay, let's inception this.
I guess I try to do that.
So, as the four of you have walked out the door and kind of maybe gotten your bearings, you turn around and the entryway, the hole in space that you walked out of that was the door, has gone. And the man is standing in front of you. And he kind of just, like, his hands are unclawed at the moment, but he kind of just, like, throws his arms out and his hands are engulfed in blue static and the gauntlets appear again. And he's like, all right, and he cracks his knuckles. I'm gonna need those guns back. And I need you to roll initiative, please.
Cool.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Guys.
Wow. I also did that.
Oh, we're done.
Wait, what did you do?
We both rolled natural ones.
Oh my gosh. Well, I rolled 18.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
Now we got a 3. Most of us are traumatized. You're all gonna die, and Flint is gonna no longer be a happy, lucky child.
We're not
gonna
die. Oh yeah, I bet you're just vibing out there, huh?
We're not gonna die.
It must be nice.
Oh, I'm not vibing out there, believe me.
She's calling the police.
Fair enough.
Well, not police, but...
Oh, I activate my soul weapon.
Cool. Did I say that's an action or a bonus action?
I don't remember.
Let's say it's a bonus action, so you will have to do that in combat. That's the thing about combat. That's kind of
what I kind of meant to do it like outside, and then I just totally forgot.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
I'll do it in combat.
So, all right, Jenna, what did you roll?
18.
Wonderful.
Also, just so everybody remembers, I have the 3 cursed dice that have lots of 20s and lots of 1s.
Mm.
So if anybody would like to use those...
Yeah, so Cammy has these fun dice that I think they call them high variance dice. Mm-hmm. So basically, they're missing a couple of numbers. They're a 20-sided dice, but they're missing some numbers, and they each have 3 20s and 3 1s. And so I think we've essentially said that if there's ever a situation where the stakes are high enough, any of the players can choose to roll one, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. So just reminding y'all, I have that.
All right, Zero and Case, what did you roll?
Somehow. Both rolled 1s, so it's 3s.
Both of you, okay, both of you have a 3?
Yeah.
Who has the higher dexterity?
What's your dex?
3.
Yeah, you're higher than me.
Cool.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I mean, statistically that's not very likely, but...
You rolled first, and I was like, oh no, and then I also...
Jenna, you start. It's your turn.
Okay, I'm just gonna fire my soul weapon at him.
Mm-hmm.
Stop making those faces.
Sorry.
Smiling. And anyways, okay. Okay. So, 14?
You shoot off a shell, and he just kind of like, just lightning fast kind of blur, like, just kind of like phases out of the way, and the shot blazes past.
Okay. All right.
What did you roll, Maddie?
A 7, and then plus everything else.
Okay, fair enough. Cool.
So not great.
And it is his turn now, and he turns at you, Jenna, and he notices your soul weapons, and he's like, Interesting. Well, you've picked out how to summon your own pretty fast. Sorry, it's not going to last very long, though. And he comes up to you, Jenna, just in lightning fast speed. And his eyes, you see there's this weird, like, spark as they light up. And then all of a sudden, your soul weapon is outlined in a similar light. And then inside of your chest, you see this sphere of energy. And he just, like, comes in with his hand. And he, like, phases through your chest. And, like, wraps around that... It wraps around, he starts to wrap around that, no, that ball of energy inside your chest. And then all of a sudden, again, you hear, like, there's this just loud resounding sound, and he is just blown back. And, he's like, what? Ah! And he, like, and his hand is, like, smoking, and his glove, like, disintegrates onto the ground. And he kind of, shakes it off, and it appears again on his hand. And he's like, and it is Case's turn.
Okay, is there a good way in the system to play on the like the defensive?
I think you can take the dodge action.
Right.
But other than that, not really. And you can disengage if you're up in front with someone, but there's not necessarily a way to play defensive and still like attack, really.
Yeah. Well,
I think he can do it at the key point. I think he can attack and then key point dodge.
Yeah, you can. Oh, can you?
I think
that's... Oh, yeah, I can do... Key points are... Yeah, all my key attacks are bonus actions at the moment.
But can they dodge as a bonus action? Monks?
Yeah, dodge is one of them.
Okay, yeah, the two-arm strikes.
And then bonus disengage or dash plus jump distance double.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things you can do, but usually people just do, like, flurry of blows.
See, I don't think this guy is... beatable. So I think I'm just gonna like stand my ground and protect Zero, because Zero has the soul weapons. Mm-hmm. Or like not the soul weapons, whatever. We need to come up with a name for them.
The guns.
The guns.
The guns. You can say the guns.
We'll call them the guns.
Okay.
That's it. I don't wanna use my soul weapon. I don't wanna use my soul weapon because I just saw what happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. I'm gonna say because of that, that attacks on Zero until your next turn have disadvantage.
So, I am concerned about, I guess, escaping now, because he clearly does not want us to leave, and he seems to be in control of this. I have a quick question.
Yes, Flint, what would you like to say?
How much time is passing in the real world as this is happening?
I would say you've had enough time to call for help, and I say, okay. I think you've been standing around for about 10 minutes.
Okay, I just wanted to check that it wasn't some weird time warp thing where, uh-huh, like, it's been only seconds and all of this is happening. I want to, Zero's kind of concerned and very much, like, threatened by this entire thing, and she's ready to smack this boy. So I don't know how soul weapons work. Can I do a thing where I, like, chuck my Warhammer, but then it comes back? Or is that not a thing that I can do? Like,
why don't you try? Make an attack roll.
Okay, yeah, I would like to be, I'd like to be Thor.
Heck yeah.
Well, 10.
10.
That wasn't very good.
So you chuck your hammer at him, and it kind of sails past, and he chuckles. Make a straight up check with adding your spellcasting modifier and your proficiency bonus.
Okay. Yeah, that's gonna be a 6.
You have your hand out, and you're like trying to call it back. You don't necessarily know how this works, but you're trying to call it back, and it. You feel a connection there, and it's like, this is possible, but not now. But you feel something within you, kind of like start to form again. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like, you kind of like twirl your fingers, and a new one kind of appears as you see the one, past, this man kind of just like out of existence.
Cool.
And then how close is he to us now?
I'd say he's about maybe 15 feet away.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's all I'm gonna do then.
Jenna, it's your turn again.
So, question. Are we still on the side of the Eiffel Tower, or are we on the ground?
You're still on the side of the Eiffel Tower. The moment you tried to walk
down. I love this so much.
This is really cool. Okay. We did good. I don't even know what to do. I'm just gonna use my soul weapon again, and I forgot to add a plus one last time.
Okay.
But
it would not have made a difference, I'll tell you that.
Oh, lovely. So. Okay. Cool. That is a natural 20.
That's a natural 20. Yes. So, cool. So, yeah, that natural 20 always hits, mm-hmm. and you double the dice that you roll. So, you don't double your modifiers, but you double the dice.
And so, what is it for a soul weapon?
So, it would be basically the damage of that weapon. So, with a shotgun, I guess we could say like a heavy crossbow or something.
Okay.
Which
is, I think, the same. I think my rifle is a crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Let's say for the sake of this, maybe let's just use damage for a crossbow right now. Use the same damage for your rifle.
Okay, so that's 1d8.
So roll 2d8 and then add your dexterity modifier and a plus one.
Okay, sounds good. Now I need to.
Do you add plus two because of archery fighting style for damage?
Not for damage. It's just your dexterity.
Cool.
Okay. So I roll two. So it's 12 and then. Would that be a plus 5? Mm-hmm. Is that what that means?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 12 plus 5.
Heck yeah. So you have a plus 4 to your dexterity?
No, this is 8 plus 4 urban true dice that I rolled.
Yeah, so that's 12.
Mm-hmm.
You just add, I think, your dexterity once per attack, though.
Oh, okay. So it's just 12.
12. Plus your dexterity.
Oh, okay. I understand. So that'd be 15?
15, and then plus 1 because of you get the plus 1 because of your soul weapon, too. To damage as well.
Wow.
Okay.
So
I wreck him.
Yeah, you wreck him. You shoot him, and so he, like...
I'm angry.
He is not...
I tried to take this, like, out of my chest, which I'm sure was not comfortable.
It wasn't. It wasn't incredibly comfortable. And it wasn't like he, like, physically, like, tore through your flesh. It was just... It was more like a phase, but...
Still.
Yeah.
Not pleasant.
You kind of rear back and pull the trigger, and he kind of isn't as affected by gravity, almost seems. He's kind of like hovering sort of in the air a couple of inches, and you clock him so hard, and he kind of like rolls back almost in the air, and he just screams.
Nice.
And there's just blue energy like crackling all around him. What'd you say?
I said sucker.
And it's his turn now.
Uh-huh.
And so he sees you, and he's like, you're going to pay for that. And he kind of points at you like finger gun style with one of his gauntlets, and he shoots a magic missile. And you are going to take... points of force damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes in just blazing fast, and he tries to swipe at you. But that is that's like an 8 to hit.
And that doesn't hit.
No, you dodge out of the way just in time, even with his incredible speed. Case, it's your turn.
I'm just going to run at him and try and throw punch him, honestly.
I love it.
And then I'll take a disengage after that to do that to defending 0.
Sick. So yeah. So I'm gonna say you can attack and you can disengage, but you can't like you don't have another action to like
go back
to help 0. And
okay.
I think that they could have a key point.
That's right? That's what I was considering.
Well, like I don't think there's like a defend action.
Oh yeah. No. No.
Fair enough.
I was confused.
I just say if he spends an action to...
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to roll one of the special die.
It's one of these
three.
Ooh, the danger die.
I like this.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That's a 19.
That's a 19. Okay. Yeah, you kind of, just with your monk speed come up and you, go in for a blow. And yeah, roll damage. That hits. Shoot.
That's a 5.
5. Okay, so he takes 5
points. Actually, wait. Yeah, 5. Sorry.
He takes 5 points of damage, and he just kind of reels again, and he does not look happy. And he's going to use his reaction to fire off 2 more magic missiles with his gauntlets. And so, Case, you're going to take 2 points of force damage.
Can they take a dodge action?
You cannot.
Fair enough.
Or do you get to hit again for a bonus action?
Oh, I do get to hit. I get to hit again. Yeah, I guess I'll try and sweep the legs. I don't know.
Yeah, so, yeah, roll to hit, roll to hit.
2.
2. You kind of go, and again, like, he is not quite under the effect of gravity, and you go to sweep his legs, and he just kind of, like, increases his elevation. I don't want to call it floating, but he just kind of, like, is above your kick by the time it gets to him.
Yeah. Tight.
And it is now Zero's turn.
Okay. Zero is starting to not think as much about escaping and more about, like, absolutely wrecking this boy. So I'm going to attack with the Warhammer again. Ooh, that's a natural one.
Oh, we're all running the risky dice.
I'm not doing that again.
Did you throw it again?
I'd say yeah, because he's probably too far away for me to hit him, actually.
Sick. The similar thing kind of happens. Like, you throw it, and then you kind of, like, make it reappear in your hand again.
Darn.
And he chuckles one more time, and he's like,
that's getting on my nerves.
You're going to have to try better than your friends here.
I don't like him.
And it is now Jenna's turn again.
Okay. I'm just gonna keep doing the same thing.
Keep shooting him? Shoot him? Yeah. Shoot him one more time.
I don't know what else to do at this point. Just. Okay.
That hits. Yeah, roll damage.
Okay, cool. So, and then it's the same thing, these two?
Yeah, just one. Because just it's one. It's not a 20. Not an at 20.
Oh, okay. So 5 plus 3, I think?
+3 and then +1.
Okay. So
9? 9, yeah. So he takes 9 points of damage, and he is really not liking you. So on his turn, he's going to shoot at you one more time with a magic missile. And you take 3 points of force damage, and he goes to swipe at you. And that's an 8 to hit.
Good.
Yeah,
Jenna's really, like, holding this together at this point.
Case, it's your turn.
Okay, how far away am I from him?
3 points. I took 3 points?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So I would say you're pretty close. Okay. You didn't move out of the way.
I didn't move. I'm going to try and fake him out. So I'm going to, like, move as if I'm going to punch, and then I'm going to knee him.
Okay, sick. Yeah, roll a d20.
That's a 9?
It's a 9 plus...
Plus,
yeah. I'm gonna be like with your attack modifiers.
Proficiency and dex? What do you mean?
Both of them, as in like +2 plus whatever your dex is. So probably +5?
+5. So that's a 14?
14. You go to seem like you punch him, and he kind of, as you fake him out, he grabs your fist and then like stops your knee with his other hand, and he kind of just, like, pushes you away.
Mean.
And he, again, is going to use his reaction to fire 2 magic missiles at you. And
hang on, I forgot to take damage from the last time. What was that?
I think it was
2. 2. Yeah, you went to 2. You're going to take another 5 points of force damage.
Ooh. Okay, so that's 7 total minus 13.
That's rough.
It's gonna be 6.
So you just take that
13. That's rough.
And you're kind of railing. And it is now Zero's turn.
Cool. Yeah. So, being a cleric is hard.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Because I could
I have one spell slot, and part of me really wants to inflict some wounds.
That's a terrible idea.
But I do also have one spell slot. So I'm going to try to hit him with my soul weapon again, because I think that's probably going to be more effective than inflict wounds. That was not much better. That's an 8.
Okay, cool. So again, you're learning kind of like how this hammer works and how to really use it. You miss yet again.
Mm-hmm. I'm seriously thinking about inflicting wounds.
And he winks at you this time.
Oh, I am so...
That's disconcerting.
I'm angry.
Jenna, it's your turn.
Alright, soul weapon time. Did not do great. Both a 3, and then, let's see, so that would be like a 9, I think, right?
Yeah, you miss him, and he kind of starts to ascend into the air, and he is, you just see this gross smirk, and this nasty look on his face, and he's like, I think I'm done playing, and he, kind of like takes both hands and slashes them through the air, and this... that blue crackling energy kind of goes out in all directions again, and then he just kind of like blows and moves his hand forward, and the rift just kind of envelops you, and all of you drop on Flint. Make a dexterity saving throw.
I'm sorry. Oh! Oh no. Dexterity saving throw. Oh, that's gonna be really good. That's gonna be a 21.
That's gonna, okay, so with a 21, you are standing there, and all of a sudden, you hear your three co-workers and friends just go like, as they're flailing, and you literally effortlessly just kind of like, you catch Zero, and then you put her down, and you catch Case and Jenna at the same time in each arm.
Amazing.
That's impressive.
Don't lose contact with any of them before pulling them all into a big hug. I appreciate the hug, but I'm very angry, and so I'm like, ah!
Oh yeah, I'm like pissed.
I am so angry.
And so the rift is still there,
uh-huh.
And this man kind of floats down out of it. And he's like, well, that was funner than I thought. But also, you do seem to be more of a match for me than I imagined you'd be. I look forward to seeing you again.
Can I throw a javelin at him?
Who is he?
As he's disappearing.
Yes, make an attack roll.
Okay, I just want to try it. Okay, that's going to be a 24 to hit. 24.
You throw this javelin, but as it opens, you see him just flick a finger up, and another rift opens, and it flies through the rift, out of sight. And
he's like, "Be a surprise javelin later on."
He looks to you, and he's like, "Nice try, hothead." And then he slashes a rift behind him. And he turns to the four of you and kind of gives you like a little salute and then flips you off. And he's like, see you at Parliament. And then he backs out through the rift and he's gone.
Like, as he's backing out, Case just like shouts, hey man, funner's in a word, learn words, dude.
Flint is just like deep breathing. He's just, and his hair is like getting like glowing with each breath, like glowing brighter than his eyes are. He's just glaring at the spot.
Oh, Zero is just, like, stomping around, but every time he stomps, there's, like, sparks that come out of the ground.
Case has just, like, turned their emotion receptors off.
I have successfully created an NPC that y'all hate.
Oh, we don't even know his name.
Didn't expect it.
Wait, do I still have my soul weapon?
Yeah. You have
can
it.
I just fire at wherever he disappeared from? I'm so mad.
You go to fire, but, like, right before you can pull the trigger, you kind of feel that energy kind of leaves you, and it just kind of like sparkles out of existence. It's not gone, but it's just like
that was the time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
I am livid.